You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Are you tired of the I can't mindset? The I'm not good enough mindset? Do you feel like your negative thoughts control your life? Well, you came to the right place. Because in the next 30 minutes, you will learn how to break free from the limiting mindset of anxiety, fear, victimization, depression, trauma, and self-hatred by reprogramming your subconscious mind. It's time to master your mind with Dr. Erica.
Hello, hello, good people, and welcome to Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica. Thank you so much for joining me today. Today is a good day. If it's not a good day, then right now, from this moment forward, let's make it a good day, because you deserve to feel good. You deserve to have something good happen to you in your day-to-day. So let's claim it. Today is a good day. I want everyone to just, if you can, stop wherever you are and just be and just take a deep breath. And just release it. Yes, just take a deep breath. Hold it and release. It just feels so good when you just stop and take a moment to breathe. Breathe in life. Breathe in energy into your body. And so I just want you to know, I just want to let everyone know that I'm just so excited to just be back on the air, excited to share my knowledge with you and really reach you where you are. If you are struggling with any type of just self-sabotage, if you're struggling with self-doubt, if you're struggling with fear or anxiety, if you're struggling with depression, if you've been holding on to emotions for years, if you have past trauma and you can't seem to let go, you feel stuck, you want to move forward, I am really calling out to you. If you are motivated to make a change in your life, if you are tired of getting the same experience of yourself and you're ready for something new, then I am calling out to you. And I want to challenge you to change, to take this journey with me and change your life by shifting your mindset. You all, I am launching my group coaching program. It starts Thursday, March 2nd, and it is going to be a transformational journey of personal development, of strategies to help you eliminate self-sabotage and really begin to support and lift you up, build that self-esteem. I am going to be working on releasing those emotional strongholds that have kept you down for too long and just really move you forward. And I'm going to be helping to support you really get clear on what you want to create. Really, what in your mind is your greatest desire? If you could live your best life without fear, without money, without it not working out, what would you desire? What would you hope for? I'm going to help you get clarity on building that dream to manifest it and just support you in transforming, in changing your mindset, shifting your mindset so that you begin creating that life, that desire that you are so worthy and deserving of. And that's the one thing that I often tell people that I work with, being a psychologist for 25 years and just really wanting to offer people a better way to emotionally support themselves, a better perspective, a better mindset on how to love yourself, how to be your best self, how to continue to grow and learn and become the person that you love, that you feel proud of, and that you want to be. And so my talk for today is really on how to be your own best friend, how to be your own best friend. And I'm going to offer you five strategies that I think are so important to you learning and becoming your own best friend. And so, you know, I think that as we're going through our life journey, we all need a best friend. I know that there are times where we're feeling down. There are times where things don't work out and we just want someone to talk to. There's times where we're just going through so much in our life and we just want someone to vent to, really. Oftentimes we know what we need to do. We know what the solution is. We know what the problem is, but we just want to release. We just want to get it out. And it's always good to have someone that we can call no matter what, without judgment, without, you know, anger, without fear, that will love us unconditionally, that will listen to us and will support us. So can you imagine that? Have you had a best friend? And if you haven't, can you imagine that? What it would be like to have a best friend? A best friend means you can trust this person with your deepest desires. A best friend means you can be vulnerable and share your most inner thoughts and feelings without judgment. Having a best friend means that you are comfortable and you feel at home with this person, with yourself, to share. You're supported and listened to by this person. You're accepting and compassionate towards this person, and they're this way towards you. And you care, you genuinely care about this person's well-being and happiness. You love them unconditionally. And you create memories with this person that will last a lifetime. Does this sound familiar, inviting to you? Well, it does to me. And I want you to take a moment and really think about how would it be if you learned to be your own best friend, right? I wonder sometimes, why is it that we treat other people, right? We know how to be the best friend for other people, right? Why do we treat other people better than we treat ourselves, right? Why isn't it as easy to be our own best friend as it is to be a best friend and that support for someone else? And so, you know, my question to you is, why does your best friend get the better version of you? Because you see, I think that you deserve the best version of yourself. And so I'm going to pose this challenge to you, this mission to you. That if you choose, I want you to become your own best friend. And here are five strategies on becoming your own best friend. You ready? Number one is trust yourself. You see, you are more than just a physical being. You are an energetic being with your own vibrational frequency. You are a part of the divine energy that created everything in this world, everything in this universe was created by a divine love source energy. And you are part of that. That part of the divine is within you. And so when you begin to trust the divine within you, the divine that breathes you, that created you for love, that only wants you to experience abundance and love, that only wants you to have what you truly desire. And what you truly desire, desires you too. Begin to trust that everything always works out for your highest good, no matter what. That's a deep trust. That is a deep trust in yourself, knowing that within you, you are part of a divine creation, the divine creator that created the universe. So you're this, the small C, and the big C, the big creator created everything. And so I'm going to challenge you to trust yourself. From now on, trust yourself. Trust yourself that you will follow your intuition, that you will follow your gut, you will follow your instinct, that you will follow your heart and allow it to guide you to your highest good. And so my mantra for you to begin to trust yourself is to speak these words. Everything always works out for my highest good, no matter what. That's your mantra. Everything always works out for my highest good, no matter what. Okay? Number two is know your power. You see, I don't think we really know our power. We don't realize that we are co-creators. We are the small c co-creator of our life. You see, you create your own life experience. You are a co-creator. And knowing your power is understanding and accepting responsibility for being the co-creator of your life. Understanding that the only person that you can control and change is you. Understanding that you have the power to control and change yourself. You see, everything starts and ends with you. You co-create through your beliefs, through your habitual thoughts, through your predominant emotions, through the words you speak, and through the daily actions that you practice habitually. And so when you think about knowing your power, when you think about accepting responsibility that you are the co-creator of your life, that means that you choose what your heart desires. You choose what is good for you. You choose what serves you in a healthy way. And you can choose to limit yourself, or you can choose to be limitless and be abundant in all your ways. And so I want you to think about what you desire, because when you know what you want and you know what you desire, then that's what you can be intentional about creating every day. And so ask yourself, without limitation, with the belief that you can have it, that you can be it, and that you can do it, ask yourself, what do you want? What does your heart truly desire, without limitation, without failure, without boundary? What do you truly desire? And every day, be intentional. Be intentional about creating that image in your mind and focusing your attention on the end result of what you desire. And you know your power, and you use your power by speaking what you desire, writing what you desire, dreaming about what you desire, visualizing it, and taking inspired action. Remember, where your attention goes, your energy follows. So be intentional about what you want. And that's my second mantra for my second strategy. Know your power. And your mantra is, I am intentional about what I want. I am intentional about what I want. Number three, the third strategy to being your best friend is to be kind to yourself. And even though this seems like an easy one, it's often difficult, because people are so used to beating up on themselves and degrading themselves and criticizing themselves and putting themselves down and shame and guilt and blame. And that's not healthy. So from this day forward, I want you to commit to only speaking kindly to yourself. Speak to yourself with words that are encouraging, uplifting, motivating, compassionate, and forgiving. Remember that being human means you are perfectly imperfect. So Just the simple fact that you're human means that you are imperfect. Every human walking is imperfect. We will make mistakes. You will make mistakes. That is life. Life experiences are meant to teach us, to change us, and to grow us. You see, you are an ongoing masterpiece in progress. And forgiveness is accepting that you are doing the best that you can with what you have, with what you know, and in this moment in time. And so forgive yourself for any past mistakes. Forgive yourself for saying the wrong thing, for doing the wrong thing, for making the wrong decision, for choosing the wrong person, for anything that you think you have done wrong. Forgive yourself. From this day forward, accept that it is a part of your journey. Anything that you go through, you were meant to go through because it is preparing you. It is growing you and changing you. And it is creating the masterpiece that you are and that you will continue to be. So from this day forward, commit to being kind to yourself and only speaking kind words to yourself. Remember, you have to motivate you. You have to educate you. You have to uplift you. You are your own best friend. Number four, the fourth strategy in being your own best friend is just being you. That's it. It can't get more simple. Just be you. You see, you have to accept that there is no other human being on the face of the earth that can be you. You are the only one that can tell your story. There is no other person that has lived your life, that has your journey, that will experience what you have experienced. And so your eyes have a unique perspective created from all of your experiences since the day you were born that only your eyes have seen and only your mind and brain can process. And every human being processes information differently because, again, there is no other person walking on this earth that is you. So just be you. That's your best person. And as long as you like who you are, you can't go wrong. Because you, my friend, are the most important person in your life. And what you think is what matters most important. So the mantra for just being you is, I love myself unconditionally, and I am loved infinitely. I love myself unconditionally, and I love myself infinitely. And so that's your mantra, okay? That's your mantra for just being you. And number five, the fifth strategy in being your own best friend is to be the person you want to attract. And what that means is loving yourself first. You see, the love you feel for yourself is the same love vibration that you're going to attract. So when you are in alignment with what you desire, with what makes you happy, with what feels good for you, then you will attract that same vibration, that same love energy to you. And so you can't go wrong. It's a win-win. The more you love on yourself, the more you take care of yourself, the more you appreciate and value yourself and know that you are already enough. You are more than enough. You are worthy. You are deserving of all the good that comes into your life. You were created for love in abundance. That is your nature. Once you begin to love on yourself, you will lift your vibration and emit that same energy that will attract to you the person that you love, right? And so work on being a good listener. Work on forgiving yourself for past mistakes. Work on letting go of negative emotions that keep your vibration low, like blame and shame and guilt, right? And sadness and anger. Those are very low vibrational emotions. And although that they serve a purpose, whenever you prolong them, it's not healthy for you. And again, it's about letting go of those negative emotions so that you can love yourself in the way that you need to attract that same love. And so if you have anyone in your life that perpetuates cycles of anger, pain, resentment, worry, doubt, fear, you need to let them go. You need to say goodbye. It's okay. It doesn't matter how long you've known them. It doesn't matter what relationship you've had with them. It doesn't matter if you've made a commitment to them or not. At the end of the day, if you're in relation with someone that perpetuates these negative emotions and negative experiences, and it just brings you down and it makes you unhappy, then it's time to let go. Because remember, in order for you to be the person you want to attract, you have to love yourself. You have to be in a vibrational frequency that is joy, that is forgiveness, that is acceptance, that is unconditional love. And you have to feel this way first about yourself. Okay? So say yes to loving yourself. Say yes to new experiences. Say yes and move out of your comfort zone. Believe that good things will happen to you. Have faith that the love that you are recognizes the love in the person and people that you attract into your life, right? Your love recognizes their love, and that's why they're attracted to you. That's why they come into your life. Your experiences teach you how to become a better you. So believe in your goodness. Believe that you are love because you are. Believe that you are abundant because you are. And as you begin to love on yourself, as you become your own best friend, you will attract that same love to you. So the mantra for this fifth strategy in how to be your best friend is, I attract the love that I am. I attract the love that I am. Okay? So let's go over them again. Again, these are five strategies on how to become your own best friend, because you are so worthy, so deserving, and more than enough. And you can become your own best friend. So number one, trust yourself. Remember, everything always works out for your highest good, no matter what. Number two, know your power. You are intentional about what you want. I am intentional about what I want. Number three, be kind to yourself. Be kind to yourself. The mantra for number three, I don't even know if I said it. As long as I breathe, I will continue to evolve into the best version of myself. I think I forgot to mention that one when I was going through it. Number three, the mantra is, as long as I breathe, I will continue to evolve into the best version of myself. Be kind to yourself. Number four, just be you. That's it. That's it. You are more than enough. And the mantra is, I love myself unconditionally, and I am loved infinitely. I love myself unconditionally, and I am loved infinitely. And number five, be the person you want to attract. And the mantra is, I attract the love that I am. I attract the love that I am. So being your own best friend means that you're never alone. As a human being, you were designed to be in partnership with the divine energy within you that breathes you and that sustains your life. And along your life journey, you are constantly evolving, learning, changing, and becoming who you want to be. You have been gifted with the awesome responsibility to co-create the best version of yourself that you can imagine. So believe that you were created for love and that you are abundant. And from this day forward, make it your life's mission to be your very own best friend. Because when you adopt these mantras and you speak them daily, it will shift your mindset and you will open up to a new experience of yourself. It will open you up to new experiences of yourself in this world, with others, and in your relationships. So remember, you are enough, you are worthy, and you are deserving of living the best life that you can imagine. And so I just want to say much love to you. And again, I invite you to become your own best friend. I'm here to teach you how to master your mind so that you can manifest the life of your dreams. And so please join me as I begin this transformational journey, this group coaching program that I'm starting on March 2nd, Thursday. Go to my website, healthyminds.expert. healthyminds.expert, and register now, because I am going to show you how to manifest the life of your dreams and experience the person that you desire, that you love, and that you were created to be. I love you. God bless.
Thanks for listening to Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica. We will be back next with another terrific episode that will allow you to master your mind. Please visit hemphappier.com for more information about Dr. Erica and CBD oil. See you next week.